We've got a lot of excitement about to come on from telephone by, or actually by telephone from Fargo at the Fargo Beer Fest. We have Aaron Hill joining us, and Aaron is one of four co-founders of a brand new brewery over there in Fargo. And I tell you what, they're a little inventive with their brand new premium beer that they're just introducing during this event. Aaron, welcome to the Roadhouse.
Hey, thanks a lot. I'm glad to be on.
Yeah, it's nice to have you here. I know it's a pretty busy time for you right now, but I'd just like you to tell folks what the name of your new beer is that you're unveiling tonight.
Sure, and we actually did, we unveiled it on Wednesday. We had our own launch party, and we named it the Wood Chipper. It's an India Pale Ale, an IPA beer. And the reason we did it is, I think, fairly obvious in the movie Fargo. The Wood Chipper is a very prominent prop in that movie, And some people in this area, well, I guess whether you like it or not, everywhere you go across the country and even the world, when you say, "I'm from Fargo," they, like the movie. Yeah, like the movie.
So, Wood Chipper beer.
Wood Chipper IPA, exactly.
Well, it's easy to say.
Yeah, that helps a lot, too. And then that was part of the naming as well, is that it's something you can easily order when you're asking for a beer. But it's mainly because it's recognizable, and I think people are kind of getting a kick out of the name.
Now, you're a native of North Dakota. Were you from Fargo as well?
Yes. So all four of our founders are originally from Fargo.
Now, what did you think when that movie came out, when you first got to see it? What was I know what my first thoughts were. What were your first thoughts?
To be honest, I love that movie. It's one of my favorite movies. I really, really enjoy it. And yeah, obviously, they really, really overplay the accent and you know, they exaggerate a lot of that. But I think that's part of the humor. And I think, I don't know, I guess as one who's always been able to laugh at myself, I say, let's laugh at the things that we do and the things we see. So I really enjoyed it, but I know some people aren't so favorable to the movie.
Well, now I know when I first watched it, and Ann could join in here too, but my first thought was, do I really sound like that?
Well, and let me just say that when I lived in Washington, D.C. for a couple summers, my coworkers repeatedly brought up that movie and said I sounded like that movie. So
there's no getting around it.
It's one of those things, too. I think it depends on where you go and who you speak with, but there are certainly those people who you just kind of say, wow, they sound exactly like Marge or, you know, some of the characters. And, you know, and I don't know, maybe it's that most of us have a little bit of that accent, and so we may not pick it up as much as an outsider, but, yeah, there is some truth to it.
Now, are you going to have some additional beers, like maybe Marge's Malt or Stan Swig or something like that?
we will have additional styles. So the IPA is just the first one that we launched with. We plan to have a porter next. I don't know if any of our other beers will be kind of named after the movie. I guess kind of the names we're kicking around for our other styles are very connected to our community. So, you know, there's a Red River that runs through here, so we kind of have one that's somewhat tied to the river. And, mm-hmm. you know, we try to connect it to people in our region and our community, so names that will mean something.
Are you planning, this will be a local beer, are you planning to regionalize, to extend your perimeters?
Yes, we will at some point, and I should take a step back and say, as of right now, too, we are not technically a brewery or brewing it, we are contract brewing it, so there is a brewery in Wisconsin, so speaking of regional, a brewery in Wisconsin brews it for us. It's our recipe. We own the rights. We own the kegs, all that stuff. So they basically brew our beer for us until we can kind of build up the capital to build our own brewery here. But yes, we're just in Fargo now. Obviously, we're right across the river from Minnesota. We've already got quite a few requests from people in the Twin Cities area. Fergus Falls, there's a couple of requests. And then different parts of North Dakota, and even as far as people in, like, Virginia and out east, just I think the Wood Chipper name is catching or drawing some attention. But we do plan at some point, yes, to move into Minnesota and possibly, you know, we'll see where it goes. But down the road, maybe be a regional craft brewery.
And I guess tonight during this festival, there's going to be a screening of the movie Fargo. Maybe you can tell us where that takes place.
Well, that was actually, there's a little confusion there, too. Last night was the screening, and tonight is the beer festival.
Okay.
So there's kind of two separate events, but the event we're at now is the Fargo Beer Festival. So there's 73 different craft beers here, and people can pay to get in and sample some different beers. And so I guess we would be the only local one other than Summit, probably. But the event last night was the first time they did it. It's called Fargo Fest. And they projected the movie Fargo onto one of the biggest buildings in our area, which is in downtown Fargo.
Was that three stories or?
I think it's 19 stories. Come on.
Hey, Aaron, this is Anne. I have a question for you. Has this been a long time dream of the four of you to start a brewery, or how did you decide to do it?
You know, that's a really fun question that we like to answer, because there are four of us, and there's two brothers. So there's Chris Anderson, John Anderson, and then there's one of my good friends from high school, Jared Hardy. So actually, Jared and I started talking about building a brewery about 2 years ago. Jared was out in Portland, Oregon for 4 years, and very, very huge craft beer market. You can't even get a macro, a Bud Miller, Coors. You can't even find those on tap anywhere in Portland. As he moved back to Fargo, he kind of was looking at, well, what can I kind of bring here from that area that I really enjoyed, or what is Fargo missing, I guess? And he started talking about a brewery, and I kind of just hitched my wagon to his cart, or whatever the saying goes. So him and I, about 2 years ago, started talking about it. Neither of us knew how to brew, though. We're like, well, gosh, we don't know how to brew beer. Okay, how are we going to, we'll figure it out. In the meantime, we ended up meeting John Anderson, he and his brother Chris have been brewing for a while. And Chris, our brewmaster, he's been brewing for about 10 years, home brewing. And then he moved out to Washington. He finished his master's out there, and he was working for the the state of Washington, I think. And then at night, he got a job working at a brew pub. So he learned how to commercially brew through this brew pub. So you kind of had the two brothers who knew how to brew and had that experience, didn't really have kind of the business side of it. And then you had Jared and I with more of the business experience, who didn't have the brewing side of it. So the four of us kind of came together, and I guess it's the rest, as they say, is history.
That's perfect.
There you go. It sounds like you're going to have a lot of fun, if nothing else. And we sure hope you have great success with It's a Wonderful Idea, Wood Chipper Beer. And I'm sure from that idea, you're going to have many more. So we want to thank you so much, Aaron, for giving us your time on such a busy night for you. And best of luck for your future.
Well, thanks a lot for having us on. And hopefully one day we can sit down and have a pint in Grand Marais.
That sounds great to me.
Yes.
Right. Thanks a lot.